Okay, magnificent piece from Rav Hirsch tonight on the famous tefillah, the famous prayer, the supplication that Avraham has to save the city of Sodom. Hashem comes to him and says, the city is evil, it's wicked to the core, rotten, needs to be destroyed. And Avraham comes and says, maybe there are 50 righteous people in the city. Okay, and let's say there were. So Hashem says, fine, if there are 50 people, I'll save the city. Turns out there are. And so Avram says 45, 40, 30, 20. Okay, we have the whole back and forth. What would be the mechanics if there were 50 people in the city? Why should that work to spare a city of 100,000 people who are evil, rotten people to the core, and they happen to have in their midst 50 people? Why should the city be spared because of those 50 people? Take the 50 people out, kill the rest of the city, destroy it, and everything is good. What's the mechanics of Avram's argument? So first has a really beautiful piece, and it's based on, as all of his commentary is, a careful reading of the words. Three phrases jump out at him in his understanding. Number one, that the Torah uses the language, ha'af tispe tzadik im rasha, will you drag into the ruin the righteous together with the wicked? As Rav Hirsch points out, Avraham makes it very clear, there's no way a righteous person would be killed if he's righteous and innocent. That's chalila lecha me'asos kadavar hazah. Avraham says, that's not possible that you would destroy a righteous person just because he lives next to a wicked person. Why should that be? That's not a shofet kol haaretz. That's not justice. So it was clear to Avraham, if there were righteous people, they were never in danger, and they would always, for sure, be spared. So if they're righteous people who are going to be spared, so then what's he afraid of? How are they going to save the city? But the language of tispeh means in some way, these righteous people who will be spared will be dragged into destruction, pain and suffering through the destruction of the city. And why is that? Because Avram could not imagine a righteous person, if they lived in Sodom, would be any different than he was. That's one of the traits of the righteous. They sort of think they're normal, that they're pretty average. So Avram thought, I spend my life teaching, running after people, trying to encourage them. Surely, if there are righteous people in Sodom, they would be doing the exact same thing. He envisioned, if I lived in Sodom, he would never have failed unceasingly to try to better his fellow citizens. He never would have given up hope. And how at the fall of every single one of them, like a farmer watching his toiling crops be destroyed in front of him, it would pain him so much. Avram says to Hashem, if there are 50 such people, can you imagine the pain and suffering they're going to have watching the city be destroyed? They must have invested day and night into the city. They must have been teaching. They for sure opened up an Eshet Torah. They've been running around. How could you destroy the city? What's going to be with all of their work? This is evidence, he says, by the language of lima'an hatzadikim. How can you destroy the city? Lima'an chamishim hatzadikim. Lima'an, not biglal, not ba'avor. The word lima'an means for them, meaning you can't destroy the city because of what it will do. Lima'an hatzadikim. And his big proof is that this is the way to take it. The language is ulai yesh chamishim tzadikim bitoch ha'ir. They're in the city. What does it mean bitoch ha'ir? Obviously they're in the city. What's the extra word of toch, in the midst of the city? Rav Hirsch writes, and this is his language, a righteous person in his understanding can only be found bitoch ha'ir, in the midst of the city, in lively connection with everything and everybody. He's not living in an ivory tower, happy that he himself is righteous. And who cares about everybody else? That's not a righteous person. A righteous person is betoch ha'ir. He never leaves off admonishing. He never stops teaching. He never stops warning, bettering, wherever, however he can. He takes everybody and everything to heart. He never despairs. He never tires of trying, however distant the hopes of success may be. That's a righteous person, betoch ha'ir. What grief, what pain such a person would experience if he saw his life's work, all that he was trying to do to the city, and then the whole city was destroyed in front of his face, in front of his eyes. Avram says, you can't do that. To the righteous, you can't destroy such a city. Hashem says, you're right, 100%. I would never do such a thing to the righteous. Tell me if you have them. Avram says, well, I couldn't find 50. 45? No problem. Do you have that? No. 40, 30. Turns out, there is no one like that, and the city is destroyed. Rav Hirsch concludes, when the Gemara in Shabbos explains the pasuk in Yecheskel describing the destruction of the second Beis Hamikdash, and the Gemara there in Masechet Shabbos holds the Chachamim responsible for the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash, even the righteous who kept everything from Aleph to Tav, but the righteous were Yecholin Limchos Velo Machu. They were able to rebuke, they were able to have an impact, and they didn't. And the pasuk, the Gemara holds the righteous responsible for the destruction of the second Beis Hamikdash. Rav Hirsch points out, it is no coincidence that the language of the pasuk is Ule'elo Amar Baznei Ivru Ba'ir. Excuse me, I just lost the pasuk that I wanted to say. I lost my place. The pasuk, I think it's here. It, go out b'soch v'tochair is where you're going to find the people of Yerushalayim who are responsible, and it's the language Ivru Be'ir Acharav. Of course, when it happens when you're speaking, I can't find my place. The Gemara Dashan's B'tochair, the people of Yerushalayim, the Chachamim, were in those who were only Be'ir and not able to have the impact of B'tochair. No, sorry, that's exactly it. I apologize. That's the language I found. They are Ivru Ba'ir Achra. They are passing through the city, but they're not B'tochair. The Navi Yecheskel doesn't use the language that they were in the midst of the people. That's what it takes to salvage a city. It takes the leadership who care about every single person, who invest into every single person, who would be pained by the loss of any single person. That Avram says, and Hashem agrees, I can never do such a thing. But if you don't have that, so the Gemara holds the Chachamim of the time, the second Beis Hamikdash responsible. Very, very powerful words and a powerful understanding of Avraham's argument, which is accepted by Hashem. They just couldn't find those righteous people.